This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
So continuing on Saturday with the tafsir of Surah Al-Hujurat, the next two verses are very beautiful verses, and really Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is helping us address our issues and our concerns. See, there's a very well-known statement in Urdu. I don't know the exact statement, but it's something along the lines that when dishes come together, then they're about to make some noise. What is it called? So basically, when dishes come together, when utensils come together, they're bound to make some noise when they come into contact with each other. Basically, what it means that when people come together, there's bound to be some conflict. It's a human thing. And we see from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even subhanAllah, the fact that the Sahaba were the Sahaba. But in Medina, the Sahaba comprised of two different tribes primarily, Aus and Khazraj. These were the two primary tribes, besides the Jewish tribes living in Medina. And majority of your Ansar are coming from these two tribes. Now, before we get into the next verse, one thing that I want you to understand before we get into the next verse is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in some cases, He's not going to pinpoint every single detail. What He may mention is something which is very extreme, and that means that anything that comes below that, everything is covered. So you mention one thing, but in essence, Allah is covering all the cases. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse, He says, وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ قَتَتَلُوا فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He begins the verse by saying, if there is a conflict, if there is an issue between two parties, I'm going to translate it first for you, and then we'll go into the explanation. If there are two parties who are at each other's necks, iqtatalu, they are trying to kill each other. فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا, then you do sulh amongst them. You do conciliation, you reconcile between them. فَإِن بَغَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا عَلَى الْأُخْرَى, if one turns against the other, if one oppresses the other, فَإِن بَغَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا الْأُخْرَى فَقَاتِلُوا الَّتِي تَبْغِي حَتَّى تَفِيءَ إِلَىٰ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ, then turn and revolt against the one who has committed the transgression until they come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِن فَاءَتْ, if they come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا, then do sulh amongst them. And then He says, فَإِن فَاءَتْ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا بِالْعَدْلِ وَأَقْسِتُوا, that be adl in your approach and apply qist, and be also a just in your approach. And I'm going to explain the difference between the two. And then Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ, Allah loves those who apply justice. Now, let's get back to the beginning of the verse. The very first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember I told you about the extreme thing? Now listen to this. He says, وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ, if there are two groups, or that means that there might be even more than two groups. But now a person may say that what if there's a conflict between two people? It's not two groups, just two people. But you see Allah, when He mentions two groups, everything else is covered underneath. That means that it could be two individuals. It could be two, or three or three. As long as it turns into a group, and often it will always turn into a group. One group may be in a conflict with another group. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, instead of saying that if individuals are fighting with each other, or groups are fighting with each other, instead of all that, Allah just says, if two groups, meaning that anything under that, everything is covered. So if two groups are in طَائِفَتَانِ مِنْ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, they are from the believers. Now listen to this very carefully. Why do you think Allah mentions mu'mineen? He could have said muslimin. There's a difference between a Muslim and a mu'min. The fact that He mentioned mu'mineen, that is the extreme case. That means that if it's the believers or anyone under that, even a person who doesn't even have a lot of religiosity in their life, if these people come into a conflict, everyone is covered under the word mu'mineen. And this also tells us another thing, that it does not mean that just because we may be believers, that there will not be a conflict. It's very possible that you could be a believer, you could be a sincere person, you could have a lot of taqwa, and yet you could get into it, you could engage into a conflict. And there is no better example than we find in the stories of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was not a lot of conflicts between the Sahaba, but during the time of the Prophet alaihi salam, there were one or two conflicts that did occur. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was able to step in, and he was able to do sulh amongst them. But you see, if the Sahaba can get into a conflict, then we as human beings, not Sahaba, we can easily get into a conflict. Once again, we're human beings. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا وَإِنْ طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اِقْتَتَلُوا. Now the word اِقْتَتَلُوا technically means that those who are about to kill each other. Now once again, Allah is mentioning an extreme case. What does that mean? It means that anything below that, it could not be that they're killing each other. Or it's not that where they are in such a serious conflict where they're at each other's necks or each other's throats. But the point is that even if it's a minor conflict, it is covered under the word اِقْتَتَلُوا. So if Allah is saying that if there are two believers or there are two groups of believers, they are in conflict with each other. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what should the community do? Should you just stand back and watch? Wallahi, one of the greatest issues that we have today in our community is when we see an issue between two people, why do you want to butt into their business? Why, brother, you should just mind your own business. Don't get into their matter. You should just stay away. What is Allah telling us? The society tells us, mind your own business. Allah is telling us, fa aslihu. By the way, the ulama, they say, this fa in front of aslihu means that an emphatic fa, mean that you should not wait. You need to jump in. The Muslim community needs to jump in and do sulh amongst them. Also, look at very beautifully, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that he's not telling us, take a side. Because often what we see in a conflict when it happens, that people are taking sides. I'm standing on this person's side. I'm standing on that person's side. And what happens is, think about it. It might be two people who have started a conflict. But what happens is that slowly and gradually, if people do not step in and they say, let them mind their own business, let them deal with it by themselves, and the community does not step in, then it might be two people, but those two people can become eventually two groups. Because when people participate, a lot of times they're not participating to bring sulh and to bring the hearts together, they're usually taking sides. And this is a very big problem when this happens. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, instead of taking sides, rather step in and bring sulh amongst them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. Now Allah says, فَإِنْ بَغَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا عَلَى الْأُخْرَى. If one of them turns against the other group, let me give you an example. Imagine there's a conflict between group A and group B, or person A and person B. The person C, or the group C, who is the mediator or the arbitrator, they step in and they try to bring sulh amongst them. Now, if he brought sulh amongst them, then what happens if A turns against B? Then what happens in that situation is that B and C, person B and C, because B is being oppressed, or C, because they are the mediators or the arbitrators, they will join forces and they will go against person A or group A. Because after doing sulh, they are still revolting against the other group. This is absolutely wrong. When the sulh has taken place, we need to learn how to move on. Another big issue that today when we have in our relationships is after even the sulh is done, yet we cannot let go of the past. And we keep on bringing up the past. And sometimes the past is a reason and a cause for future conflicts. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that group C and group B, you turn against group A. Now Allah is saying, what if group A turns back to Allah? They come back to Allah and they do sulh again. فَإِنْ فَاءَتْ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا بِالْعَدْلِ. Then you do sulh amongst them with adl. Now, adl is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions many places in the Quran. But when you talk about establishing justice and adl, it is often done in a public format. So let me give you a good example. Imagine in the community, there is two groups once again, group A and group B. Group C, who's a mediator arbitrator, instead of making it a public scene, they're gonna take it behind closed doors. And they're gonna bring group A and group B, and behind closed doors, they're gonna try to mediate amongst them. Now, let's just say they were able to mediate amongst them. Later on, if group A turns against group B, as I gave you this example before, if group A turns against group B and group C will come together against and tell group A what you're doing is wrong. If group A wants to come back and they want to do sulh, in that case, it is not going to be done behind closed doors. It should be done in a public format. Because Allah says in the second time, bil adl. Al adl is you establish justice in public. Subhanallah, Umar Khattab radiallahu anhu, whenever he would establish justice, a lot of times he would not just do it one on one, he would do it in front of other people so that it would send a message to everyone else that anyone who commits an injustice against anyone else, they're going to be brought to justice. Simple as that. So al-adl means in a public format. Now when a public community comes together, when a community comes together in a public format and they're trying to address their issues, Allah is giving two advices. Number one, bil-adl, do it with justice. Wa aqsitu. Now aqsitu, interesting, it's a very beautiful word. If you look at the word qasata, it means someone who is rebellious. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا الْقَاسِتُونَ فَكَانُوا لِجَهَنَّمَ حَطَبًا. You understand? Allah here is talking about jinns who are rebellious. But if you add an alif to the beginning of the word qasata, it means to eradicate injustice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَقَسِتُوا. Now in this particular situation, you need to make sure that injustice will not take place within the community. It is the responsibility of everyone in the community to ensure that injustice will not take place. And there's no beautiful example than the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that even before he became a prophet, the story of Hilful Fudul in the seerah of the Prophet alayhi salam, where you have a man coming to Mecca, he sold merchandise, he was not paid, and he went back to that person who actually bought the item, to the Quraysh leader. And that Quraysh leader, he basically said, I have no idea what you're talking about, I did not buy anything from you. This man went to the Kaaba and he basically made a public proclamation that I have been wronged, I have been oppressed. Such and such man did something against me. At that time it was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was not a prophet yet. But him and other people of Mecca, they came together and they. This was the story known as Hilful Fudul. But they wrote a pact that any man who comes from outside, a foreigner who comes inside Mecca, they will not be wronged by any Quraysh leader. Think about this. This is before the prophet became a prophet. Before the prophet became a prophet, meaning that every single community should be standing up to ensure that no one is treated with any kind of injustice. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah loves those who ensure that justice will be applied in the community. Then the next verse, this is the last verse, Allah says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. You all Muslim believers, you are brothers to each other. Not just like brothers as we say, you are my Muslim brother. But no, biological brothers. Now think about this, even if it's a biological brother. Now I know you might be thinking, well, there are a lot of biological brothers I know that who don't get along. There are a lot of people who have, you know, they're biological brothers, they don't talk to each other. But Allah subhanahu is telling us that's not the standard. The standard is, even when two blood brothers, biological brothers, when they get into a conflict, what usually happens in that kind of situation? Who usually steps in? The dad, the father steps in, right? The father does not take a step back and say, let the two brothers fight, let the two siblings fight. No, the father steps in, the mother steps in. Just like the mother and the father, they step into that situation. Likewise, when there's a conflict in your community, the Muslim community should not just be standing back and watch the show, but you step in and you help bring their hearts together. Allah is saying, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. Now listen to this very carefully, very beautiful. Allah says, أَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخْوَيْكُمْ, and bring reconciliation, reconcile between your brothers. And then Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. This part is very interesting to note. Why is this interesting to note? Because Allah is telling us that reconcile your hearts. Do not create differences amongst yourselves. Why? So that, number one, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ, be cautious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, so that Allah can have mercy upon you, so that you can be shown mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why is this so important? Because the enemy always has one thing in their mind: divide and conquer. When you divide people, you can attack them. When Muslims are together, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have mercy upon them. How does He have mercy upon them? By aiding them, by supporting them. When Muslims work together, then Allah will bring His mercy upon the Muslims. But when Muslims are divided, there's no way that Allah can bring His mercy upon them. And there was a subhanAllah, some time ago, there was a very beautiful video that was floating around on social media, where you have two antelopes. An antelope is, if you don't know what an antelope is, it looks like a deer, but it has long horns. There were two antelopes that were fighting. They were like in a horn fight against each other. And far away, there is a lion who's watching this. And slowly and gradually, he's creeping up on them. Slowly and gradually, he's coming close to them. And what basically, many people, they were floating this video around, that this is the state of today, our Muslim ummah. We are fighting so much internally, and we have made small issues into big issues, that the enemy, one by one, they are picking us apart. Those two antelopes are fighting, and the lion is coming closer and closer, and they have absolutely no clue that the lion is approaching them, until the lion comes so close and he pounces on one of them and he kills one of them. But this is, wallahi, this video, small video, it gives us a practical demonstration of what this ayah means. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. If we want the rahmah of Allah, we want the mercy of Allah, we have to work together. There's always going to be some small minor differences. Wallahi, these small minor differences is not the what we need to be focused on. In our community, if we're making a big difference on, if I'm raising my finger in tashahud, or if I'm doing, raf'u yaday in my salat or not, if I'm doing something different in my salat, but it is something that is proven from the a'immah, it is proven from the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, why are we making into these big kind of issues? Why are we raising them and making them into big issues? At the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will ask us on the Day of Judgment, that not if you pray salat by this imam or this imam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us, did you pray your salat or not? But today we want to make small issues into big issues. And hence, this is why when communities, they break apart, wallahi, then when people break apart in a community, and a community gets involved and they're taking sides, wallahi, the community will become bickered and the community will fall apart. At the end of the day, every single community, brothers and sisters, it's not about how beautiful the masjid is. It's about how our hearts are united from within. If the hearts are united from within, wallahi, you can have the most, the most less luxurious masjid. You can have a masjid that has no lighting, no nothing, and yet that will be the most impactful masjid, as we saw in the life of Rasulullah. By the way, you may not know this, the first source of light that came inside Masjid Nabawi was 1 year before the Prophet passed away. The first source of light, Masjid Nabawi, go back and study history, it was palm trees. There was some, there was some mats and, as we call it in Urdu, chatai, okay? They had these kind of things at that time. That's all they had. But wallahi, they had a community. They had Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that made sure that everyone's hearts are united. And when everyone's heart was united, Allah's mercy came upon them and they were victorious wherever they went. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He keeps our hearts united. And even if there's a situation where we get into a conflict, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the ability to handle our affairs and our issues according to the way it was shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ameen rabbil alameen. Wa jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.